Let's get back to our ongoing series on China and its growing influence. More than ever, Chinese companies are focusing on Africa. They're scouring the continent for resources to fuel a red-hot economy back home, and they're interested in more than what's underground. Kenya, for instance, doesn't have many natural resources. There, the Chinese are building a massive highway, plus a truck factory, and they're financing a new port. Kenyans say it's part of a broader Chinese strategy aimed at winning friends and opening markets, but it's also causing some unease. NPR's Frank Langfitt filed this report from Nairobi.
This is Thika Road. It's a superhighway running from the Kenyan capital of Nairobi to the city of Thika, and it's being built by three Chinese companies. In some sections, it's 16 lanes across. East Africa's never seen anything like it.
There's no comparison. This road is a showpiece of the government.
Peter Ngao teaches urban planning at the University of Nairobi. We're riding down the new highway, which will eventually help connect Kenya to neighboring countries. Apartment buildings are already sprouting along the sides of the road.
I think immediately it will increase business activity. It will open a new market for the Kenyan economy. Kenya has not been linked to Ethiopia by a tarmac road.
Ethiopia is a major regional economy right next door with 80 million people. Ngao says the highway will also ease some of Nairobi's crippling traffic. The professor drives 9 miles down the road each day for class.
Right now, in the morning, you take 2 hours, if you are lucky.
And when the road is completed,
I will expect to take less than 40 minutes to come to work.
Why are Chinese companies building the superhighway? Aside from profit, Ngao says the highway is a means to a greater end for China.
I think Chinese are trying to buy favor. One of the biggest challenges in African countries has been poor infrastructure. They will provide the infrastructure. They buy favor with the African government. African people are happy with them because roads are better with the Chinese.
Chinese roads are not only building goodwill, they're also helping Chinese businesses penetrate the continent. Joseph Kay is an economist with the Kenya Institute for Public Research and Analysis, a government think tank.
China is seeing Kenya as a gateway to the East African community. You talk about almost about $75 billion economy, about 120 million people. So it's a huge market.
And a growing one. The International Monetary Fund estimates that 7 of the world's fastest-growing economies over the next 5 years will be in Africa. China already does booming trade with Kenya, shipping in furniture, textiles, and machinery. Most of the Chinese products are genuine, but others end up in this storeroom in downtown Nairobi. There are Staedtler pencils, 2.4 million of them. Yamaha electric guitars, even PV drum sets, all fake. The storeroom is run by Kenya's anti-counterfeit agency. Casper Aloach is one of the agency's inspectors.
The fakes from China are so rampant in Kenya. I can tell you that, like right now, if you take a walk through the streets of Nairobi, you'll find so many fakes there.
As business ties between the two countries have grown, Chinese counterfeits have followed. Kenyan businesses estimate they lose more than $500 million annually to fakes, mostly Chinese. Adrian Kamau chairs the country's anti-counterfeit agency. He says he's written to the Chinese embassy twice about the problem.
But we've never received any response up to now.
Some businesses say Chinese companies get special treatment because China's so powerful. Steve Smith is the recently retired managing director of Eveready East Africa, an affiliate of the U.S. battery giant. Smith says several years ago, Kenya gave a Chinese company a waiver, allowing it to import batteries without paying a mandatory 35% duty. Smith says he eventually persuaded the government to reverse the decision, but not before the Chinese company had taken a chunk of his market share.
If I look at Kenya, we were in the 75-80% share. Today, we are below 50%.
To offset losses, Eveready did something it had long resisted: to cut costs.
Our directors for years had worked with the government saying we needed to create jobs, don't automate. But once this happened, we said we had to make this change. And so we have automated our packaging line, and a lot of Kenyans lost jobs because of it.
How many jobs were lost because of this, would you say?
In my business, at my factory, it's been in excess of 300 jobs.
Like their products, the Chinese are a growing presence in Kenya and much of Africa. And that's having an impact on the country's signature resource, wildlife. Every few months, police at Kenya's international airport seize smuggled shipments of elephant ivory.
Most of our arrests have been of Chinese origin.
Patrick Amondi works for the Kenya Wildlife Service. In late April, police caught a Chinese man with more than 200 pounds of ivory traveling through the airport. Amondi says Kenya has been hesitant to raise the issue with the Chinese government.
Yes, it should be sensitive because we are looking up to China to help us on other things.
NPR made repeated calls and sent texts to the embassy in Nairobi to discuss China's role in Kenya. Embassy officials never responded. Esmond Bradley Martin studies the trade in elephant ivory and rhino horn. He says both animals are increasingly in danger because prices and demand are growing as China's economy expands.
Before, the prices were quite low, and now they're paying up to $100,000 for a pair of black rhino horns.
Martin says Chinese buy rhino horn to use as a traditional medicine to lower fever.
The economy has been growing at 9-10% for some years now. Now the average Chinese can afford to buy the rhino horn.
Chinese and Vietnamese demand for rhino horn is now so strong, at least one private reserve in Kenya gave its remaining rhinos to the government. The owner said she could no longer afford to protect the animals from poachers. From the grasslands to the highways, China casts a long shadow here. But what's China's ultimate impact? Back out on the Thika Superhighway, I asked Professor Nagao.
Overall, do you see the Chinese as a positive influence or a negative influence here in Kenya?
Overall, I think it's a positive influence.
Why?
Because they are providing an element which was very critical bottleneck for development of African countries, infrastructure.
Many Kenyans seem to agree. Chinese are helping to drive poaching, and their fake products do cost jobs. But people here say the Chinese are doing something Kenyans themselves never could, build a modern transport system, one that Kenyans hope will help lift up a country that's still relatively poor and improve ordinary lives. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Nairobi.